Are you texting a girl right now?
Yeah, I am.
See what she looks like?
Yeah.
To, like, see whether or not you want to keep texting her.
Yeah, low key.
Because you're shallow.
Huh?
Because you're shallow.
No, it's not that I'm shallow. It's just I don't want to, like, talk to a girl who's not fine.
Have you been having a good conversation?
Huh?
Have you been having good conversation?
We just started talking.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I just hit her right now.
How'd you get her number?
Huh?
How'd you get her number?
Homie.
How do you know her name, but you don't know what she looks like?
I don't know. Do you want me to, should I just FaceTime her right now?
But what I'm confused about. Okay.
Wait. She's a little older, and she just sent me a picture of her in high school, which is kind of inch.
What's inch?
Like, abbreviation for interesting.
You've been in L.A. for too long.
No, this is just me.
Inch.
That's mad inch.
Mad inch.
Yeah.
Sucks.
You want to see a photo of her?
Is she hot?
How old is she?
I don't know.
It's my mom.
It's kind of bad.
How did... Wait, hold on. What's going on? My mom isn't talking to you.
A little bit. Her contact is Ryan's hot ass mom, I think. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know really yet.
What is this? The fuck have you been? Is that what you've been doing on your phone?
A little bit.
She's been like, you've just been a douche. Cold douche.
No.
Since I've gotten here.
Sorry.
All right, you want to do the intro or?
Yeah, sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Nectar University Podcast. This is where we get spiritual. This is where we get delicious. This is where we get bricked up. This is where I get stained. We have a beautiful individual right here. My boy is handsome. My boy's killing it on YouTube. Introduce yourself.
Brian.
Like, that's it.
That's it. That's about it. Ryan Leader.
Okay. I mean, Ryan Leader, talk about yourself a little bit or something.
I'm a nice.
You're right. Okay.
Introducing my guest today.
Ryan Leader. Date of birth? 7/13/99.
That's facts.
Eye color, hazel.
That's beautiful.
Hair color, brown.
Kush.
5'8". 165 to 160 pounds. Depends on what I've eaten and how much I've shit that day.
That's mad horny.
I enjoy a nice walk on the beach.
That's facts.
I'm a good time.
I know.
I like dogs.
So do I.
Let's get sushi.
Let's do it. Really?
What's up?
You said let's get... Oh, you're talking to the camera, not me.
Yeah, no, it's just... I was just like...
Riffing.
Filling out my dating profile.
Oh, okay. Do you have more just put on that?
I think
let's
that's
get sushi
good.
Is like the conclusive...
And I like dogs and I like walks on the beach. And I'm a good time.
That's facts.
I like California rolls.
California rolls? Bro, that's like... That's the French fries of sushi, bro. That's like... That's starters.
Okay. I like spicy tuna rolls.
That's a step up.
Okay.
I put a little bit of wasabi in the soy sauce and I mix it together.
See, that's adventurous.
I order a side of rice because sushi isn't that filling for me. I was going to say fulfilling, but sushi wouldn't be fulfilling anyways. But I always order a side of rice because two rolls just isn't enough.
That's meant different.
And I'm cheap.
I can be too sometimes. Okay.
I'm going to take you to Sushi Stop, especially if you're from out of town, and say that this place is really nice.
It is pretty dope. They got good affordable sushi, good beer, and the truffle hand rolls go crazy.
That's too much for me.
Too much?
Yeah, I've never had a truffle.
The truffle salmon hand roll goes off.
Oh, I don't like salmon. I like tuna because tuna...
That sucks. Sorry.
Tuna tastes less fishy than salmon, unless it's canned tuna. Canned tuna is really disgusting. But ahi tuna, really yummy, because it doesn't taste like fish. And I like shrimp and lobsters.
Very fishy things.
No. Crustaceans.
Sure. I mean, has like a fishy vibe, you know?
They have legs.
Yeah, fishy vibe, like they're from the sea.
Yeah, but they're crustaceans.
Yeah, that's what they are, but
they're fishy. Croissants of the sea.
Croissants. All right, that was the intro. All right, Ryan.
So Nectar University, where we will invite you on and we'll talk to your mom and show you her high school graduation picture. Also, my mom looks old as fuck in that picture.
Yeah, it's weird. Like people from that generation, like just when you see their high school photos, you're like, this looks like a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
So weird.
My mom also would tell me stories about how she was 17 in that photo, but all of her friends...
17 in that?
No way. Look at it. That is a 17-year-old back then. And built different now. And she... I don't know. And she would buy her beers and everything for her friends because she looks like a fucking 28-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. She definitely slept with older men. And they could be held accountable today.
It's also that hair, too. But, like, just why do people, like, the older generations look so old in high school? Like, you go flip through, like, my parents' yearbook, and you're like, bro, these niggas are grown. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'd phrase it a different way, but yeah.
These friends are grown.
These guys are grown.
Yeah. These human beings. Yeah. Say it. Say the N-word.
Somehow knew. I thought that's how you were going to start.
Say the N-word.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably not, I think. Probably, yeah. I'm going to drink some. No.
You can't say what it is.
Why not?
You can't say what it is. You're going to drink.
Just bleep it out. Bleep it out. Bleep it out. Bleep it out. I'm going to drink some beverage that hasn't sponsored us yet.
Mmm. There's a drink company called. You should get them to sponsor it.
I don't like their drinks. We've already talked about this in Emma Magnolia's. Please don't bring it up. I don't like.
Okay.
I don't like their drinks. Jerk.
Obviously not an improv-friendly podcast. Immediately said no and shot it down.
So we've already been over that bit. I don't want them to return to the same cont.
Well, maybe.
This is an extremely improv-friendly podcast. Sorry. Extremely friendly improv podcast. That's what this is.
What was the C word you were going to say?
No, come, probably. Ew.
I apologize. Tried to do it over here.
It's all chill. There's still, like leftover burp, probably.
I know, it's fucking me up.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
You know when your own fart fucks you up? You're like, thank God no one else is around.
Facts, bro. You know, very rarely, though, because I'm very lucky that, like, a lot of my farts don't stink that much. Would you say, like?
When two guys get on a podcast, be like.
Ash is poking
their
lips up.
They surprisingly aren't that bad. I'm not going to lie.
Thanks, Sid. Yeah. But, like, sometimes
they
I'll be
sound
like.
Disgusting, though.
Oh, they sound awful. They're not that funny. I wish they were. But yeah, sometimes I'll smell a fart and I'll be like, fuck, I am glad I'm in this elevator by myself.
I like farting when I'm walking through the airport because I know I'm someone gone from it and someone's going to be like, fucker.
Oh, I've a fucking dip.
And airplanes. I don't mind farting on airplanes because I'm like, who are we going to hold accountable? There's way too many of us right now.
There's way too many people in proximity.
So I'm like, and then I was on an airplane recently and some girl was like, oh. And I was like, because it was a bad one. I'm sorry. I was really hungover, but you know what I mean?
My, some of the funniest farts to me are the ones where, like, there's not too much, I don't know, like, clappage going on through the cheeks, and it's kind of just like a, like the letter F, like it'll be like, or PFFF, it'll be like, I like to call those fresh asshole farts.
I wouldn't mind a fresh asshole fart during sex.
You just get skunked on.
It'd be like a waft, like a get rid of some of the sweat.
I feel like, imagine if it's mad stinky though. I feel like you just have to like testosterone roar through it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Or just have like Febreze nearby that you can be like,
just to like counter.
Oh no!
Just to like down right in her butt. The fart. That's fresh.
Fresh.
When did we meet each other?
4.5 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back ago. That was, you know, I liked you off rip.
I know.
You know, I almost want to change my statement now that you said that. But no, I literally, it was like, Ryan was one of those people where I met you in the first 20 seconds, and I was like, I fuck with this guy. I like him.
Do you remember when you moved to LA and the first couple people, maybe this is just my experience, but the first couple people I met with, like, thousands of followers, I was like, oh, this person is famous. And you were, like, one of the first alongside Chad, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, I've never heard of this guy's music. Fuck. This guy's fucking famous. And I was just like, what's up? And then, like, you were just, like, handsome, good at music, and famous in my eyes, so I was just really scared to talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I was like, this guy's chill.
Yeah.
I like him.
Kind of my vibe.
Yeah. It's been your vibe.
Been. Mm-hmm.
Been.
It's a lot of note cards you got there.
I got a little stacky stooglin. I prepared this time.
For
the first time I've prepared for a podcast.
That makes me feel really, really, really good.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
So, now that
you're welcome.
We did our first thing.